Now it can be told, the secret story of what exactly happened at the first New York Comic Con. People will live, people will die, and Slufus smoked a J-bone. Take a listen to our in-depth coverage of the first New York Comic Con, only if you dare.
Okay, here we are. Back from the dead, it's the Comic Book Haters. My name is DJ Slufus.
Scully J.
And a pleasant guest has arrived today. No, it's not Cappy.
No.
It's not MC Trekkie.
It is definitely not MC Trekkie.
Who is it?
It's our buddy Groove Machine.
The Groove Machine's in the house. Groove Machine, would you like to meet everybody?
Just want to say hi to everybody out there in internet land, podcast country.
What a cool cat. All right. Well, anyway, Groove Machine, you're here for a special moment in time. We're going to discuss the New York Comic Con. Which I think we all were in attendance, correct?
No.
No.
You were the only one that was there from our enclave.
I'll tell you what, you'd say I'm the only one, but you'd be far from the truth. Because I think I told you fellas how crowded it became.
Well, I had heard, in fact, it got so fucking crowded that it made real news, not just that little funny book fucking website that you read all the time. I actually saw it when you were there, and I thought, holy shit, did Slufus make it?
What kind of actual numbers are we talking, Sluf?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad you asked there, Mr. GM. They sold, the fire marshal allotted them 10,000 people to be at this fucking nerd fest.
The Javits Center?
The Javits Center.
I read that.
Yes. And basically, something like 20,000 people showed up. So, would you guys like me to take you through the weekend, like what happened?
Yeah, why?
Have we got time?
Why not? We got nothing but time, motherfucker.
I got a little bit more than time over here, my man.
Yeah,
hell yeah! All right. So anyway, myself and the lovely lady Sleuth took a ride up to the big city, the Big Apple, and we got there Friday. All right. Now, one of the first things we did was hit a brew pub.
Nice. Do you remember the name?
You want to
give him a plug? Was it a nice place?
Yeah, it was a good place. I don't remember the fucking name. But if you're in New York City, there's a brew pub up there. It's worth checking out.
Yeah. It should be easy to find. This is a small city.
Yeah. So anyway, we have a couple beers, and Mrs. Sleuth says the plan was I was going to hit the Funny Book Show Saturday, and her friend was going to come up. They were going to hit Canal Street, buy some fake purses and shit.
Sure.
So Friday, we were just going to do whatever the fuck we felt like doing.
Gotcha.
So we're having a beer, and Mrs. Sleuth says, hey, I'd like to check out the Funny Book Show.
And, was that sincere, or was she just being polite?
No, it was definitely sincere. She gets
people watching.
Yeah, she gets a kick out of seeing all these fucking freaks and throwback. Not in a demeaning way, but she thinks, you know, she thinks.
Not in a demeaning, freaks and throwbacks. But I mean that in the best possible sense.
I mean, it's not like she's condescending, like, I want to see this fucking loser.
If people watching, that's.
Yeah,
I understand.
Let's face it, listen, especially if you're listening to this thing, you're probably something that other people like to stare at, you know?
There's a good chance of that. Yeah. Yeah, there is.
How are you making out there, Groove Machine?
I am grooving.
Okay, sweet. So anyway, and to tell you the truth, nobody's going to believe this. I was kind of like, man, I don't really feel like going over there, you know?
Wow.
But I didn't give a shit. Like, I could tell she sincerely wanted to check it out.
Okay, so this is Friday night still.
This is Friday. No, it's Friday afternoon.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is like we hit the brew pub around 2-ish. Now,
has this thing been in full swing since the morning, afternoon, like when it opened?
No, it was open from like 12 to 4 for the exhibitors and shit, and it opened to the public at 4 to 8, mind you, only 4 short hours.
That is short.
So we get there around 3:30, wait in line, blah blah blah. There's a big ass line, but nothing crazy.
Yeah.
So after that, we get our badges, and I get them to print my badge for tomorrow while I'm there.
It's for that Saturday. Gotcha. That's very, very bright.
Right, not the real tomorrow. The tomorrow
at
the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we went upstairs, and I checked out one of those dance machine video game
when
things.
When you say checked out, did you get on it?
I got on it.
Oh, motherfucker. Now,
listen, man, I'm like, eh.
You're like a Japanese schoolgirl.
Listen, dude, believe me. Up where that was, there was like hardly anybody up at that part, you know?
I guess not.
Yeah, believe it or not. So there's this guy there, you know, this guy, I don't know, he was in his 20s, who's like...
He had his hand down his pants, like watching you, or like what?
Somebody had the, you know. But
speaking of hand down the pants,
yeah,
I just wanted to get a clearer picture of the Javits Center.
Okay.
What kind of percentage are we talking, male, female?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, you mean on the floor?
Yeah, well, in the building.
At the Nerd Convention?
Yes.
Dude, that... I'm just going to go on a limb here. I'm going to say it was a 50 to 1 male to female ratio.
So you're talking 2% female?
It's got to be less even, maybe 1%. Am I right,
DJ?
I've never been to one of these things.
Well, I'll tell you this, fellas. Sorry. First of all, I mean, that's a stereotype. What you guys are forgetting is there's a lot of fucking nerdy-ass bitches out there, too.
I know, there are.
I mean, a lot.
Okay.
Well, that's why I asked the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't really know what the strict percentage was. I'm sure there were more dudes than bitches, but...
Groove Machine brings up an interesting point. If we are thinking about attending the Philadelphia Wizard World...
Okay.
Perhaps... we could do a random count at some point in the afternoon there.
Of how many bitches versus how many dudes?
Exactly. In like a 10-minute period, we'll stand one place, count, just for research sake.
Okay. Well, you guys are getting all doctoral on us.
Yeah, fucking... My name is Schooly G, motherfucker. I'm dropping that shit like...
Well, something. Okay. I mean...
and then,
like a Mexican dinner?
Exactly.
Not to take this off in the wrong direction, mm-hmm. but... Then if you're going to ask the question about the male-female ratio, then the on-off ratio of...
Okay,
because
fair
I
enough.
Know that DJ has the theory of relevance or relativity.
The theory of relativity, yeah. No matter where
audience.
You are, there's one bitch is the hottest bitch there.
Sure.
No matter who she is,
sure.
You know, somewhere she's the ugliest bitch, but where you are, you
she's
know...
Right then and she might be the hottest
and
bitch.
You rank it, and the other bitch is the ugliest one there.
Okay.
So, Groove Machine, you're a fan of on and off.
Yeah, well, that's all there is.
It's on and off. You're on or you're off.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, at the Funny Book Convention, what percentage are on, you're saying?
Out of the small percentage of females,
right.
How many were on? Like, how many would you take behind, like, a... Star Wars cutout.
Well, first of all, you know, this is for research, theoretical purposes only. I'm
of course.
Very, very happily married man.
To the ladies, Luke.
Yeah,
right.
I was with my lovely wife. No, but however, to extrapolate upon that very intriguing theory, I would say the vast majority were off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to go strictly for the funny books.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You're not doing anything.
No, I don't think it... Well...
Besides funny books.
If you're there to pick up chicks, man, you... I mean, you got your whole fucking game plan fucked up. You know, if you go to the funny book show to pick up chicks...
Hold on a second, though. Hold on a second. Now, let me throw this out to you, and I mean...
Let's hear it. Nerd hookups? Is that what you're thinking?
Dude,
yeah.
I mean, if you were even slightly smooth...
Okay.
You could probably nail 15 chicks in an evening.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's, again, you know,
the
smoothest guy in the room, you know.
Theory of relativity.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, true. But none of those dudes are smooth.
Exactly. So
yeah.
I'm saying, you go in here, man, you're the shark.
It's
you know?
Like introducing, like, an alien predator.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not the predator, you fucking nerds. Like, scientifically speaking. I was too hateful towards the fans. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Fans. I was thinking it, too. That's why I said it. So anyway, not a large percentage
no
of attractive
lookers.
Women. No. The San Diego Comic-Con, quite the opposite.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I've got many theories. It's California. You know, it's a lot, a very huge Hollywood influence in there.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
San
there
Diego?
Is. The San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah,
it's
like,
huge, man. It's big.
I don't know.
Dude, I tell you with my own eyes, everyone's more beautiful in California.
But here's my thought.
What?
As soon as you move out of your home court, Mm-hmm. I mean, this was still in our home court. Okay. Everybody is good looking. I went to fucking Omaha and I saw hot chicks. Now,
well,
there aren't hot chicks in Omaha. That's a known fact.
Well,
but when I was
Midwestern girls.
I guess.
This is starting to sound like a Beach Boys song, man. What the fuck? Let's move on. There were no hot bitches there, all right?
All right.
So I hit the dancing machine. Because the dude...
Thank God.
You think I'd be doing that if they were attractive?
That's true. That's true.
You know, so I... there's the dude who's like the pro, you know, like the, who's like...
Did he have a shirt on? Was he all sweaty? Like,
I didn't...
It's nasty.
Something was odd.
I've seen that before.
Was he Asian?
No, he wasn't. No. Mm. But he looked like he spent a hell of a lot, too much time dancing with a video game machine and not enough with real women.
Yeah,
that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Mm. So I
was
get on
smooth?
The thing.
Yeah. No, at all.
Bear in mind, I don't think I need to tell you, I've never played one of these dancing games in my fucking life.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I figured it's like Simon or something.
Did you dance with a dude on this machine?
Against the dude.
Oh,
not
but
with.
That's the same thing.
No, I danced against
him. You danced with a dude.
Listen, dude, I didn't dance, though. I just started
like
jumping and spinning around in circles. You know, there was nobody there. In my, you know, Mrs. Lufus and myself, we were just fucking around.
Oh,
like, I just spazzed out on it, you know? And then I stepped on his a little bit, you know? But nothing, like, that dude was into it.
Okay.
He was concentrating. He beat me, needless to say.
Yeah.
He really beat me. But he was focused, and I wasn't.
Ed, because you were the loser, did he get to have anal sex with you? No? You'd rather not talk about that part.
So after that, we went down to the floor, okay?
Yeah.
We took a walk around. I ran into the owner of our local funny book shop.
No fucking way!
I'm not
did he identify you?
Oh, yeah. I had a conversation with him.
Groove, let me fill you in.
Please.
Slufus... he has a bad history with our local funny book shop.
For example,
I wouldn't say that, but go ahead. I'll let you tell the story.
Well, first of all, he orders shit. It's a complex system. I don't know if you know how these funny book things work, but they have like a little mailbox for you, and you order shit, and every week your stuff comes, and you're expected to buy it because you've ordered it. Okay?
I think I see where this is going.
He goes...
Yeah, Stevie Wonder sees where this is going.
Yeah, exactly. He goes in, doesn't buy his shit, tries to stuff it back into the...
Okay, can I say something in my defense?
Yeah.
I bought a ton of shit there.
Okay.
If I ditched a title or two every, now and then, hey, who's to blame me, you know?
Okay. Well, that's only the first part.
Yeah,
second
true.
Part...
All right.
The second part is when he jammed him up by not telling him he was quitting.
Oh, bullshit, man. I fucking told him.
Well, they didn't cancel it.
How do you know?
I thought you said, or was that that was the other one.
That was the other one. That was a different funny book shop where they kept calling me at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, that's different. I'm sorry. I got my funny book stories confused here.
So anyway, man. I'm sorry. And then I quit. I just said, look, I switched to an online funny book distributor.
Yeah.
40% off everything.
You know Cappy. Our friend Cappy.
You do know Cappy.
Everybody knows Cappy.
He's a big shot around this town.
Yeah. Well, Cappy, he made Cappy go in and buy a book after he canceled his fucking box. And it was a book he'd already ordered online. This is kind of like one of those clip shows, by the way. Like,
yeah, this is the best stuff.
As a long friend of Sleuth over here,
mm-hmm.
long time friend, he does... proclaim himself to be a very classy guy, and I'll say that is not a classy move.
Okay. All
right.
None
of that is classy.
That's true.
even the mighty fall from
time
to time.
That's
true.
So you run into this fella.
I run into him in the New York Comic Con, you know, and I knew he was going to be there because I ran into that kid that used to wash windows with us.
That's right.
Yeah, and he told me that this guy was going to be there.
This fella was going to be there.
Yeah. And so I was kind of like, what do I give a shit,
sure.
you know? But I don't feel like talking to this guy. You know, it wasn't an overriding issue, but there was some kind of, like, I don't feel like seeing the dude. So we're not in on the convention floor, not even 5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes. Walk past the DC thing, and I hear, hey, Sleuth.
And holy shit.
He
remembered your name.
Of course. Listen,
fucking
you guys.
A.
You guys, I don't think you realize...
how lonely that motherfucker is.
Well, no.
Please come back. Did he beg you?
Not at all.
Oh, God,
okay,
man.
This is where it gets pretty fucked up.
Are you gonna bullshit?
No.
Because, I mean, Cappy told a lie about
No,
this
I would never do that.
For
this,
real?
Come on, man.
All right, dude. All right.
Fuck you. Thanks for comparing me to fucking Cappy.
Listen, I got hurt before. We all got burned.
So anyway, I don't know if you recall, but I said when I quit the comic shop and Groove Machine, you probably definitely didn't know about this. I said, well, you know, Mrs. Sloofus and myself were thinking about trying to, you know, try and have a kid somewhat soon. So I want to cut down on my funny book purchases.
And he sees you at the fucking comic book festival.
With Mrs. Sloofus.
Wow.
So,
how did you backpedal out of that one?
Well, he goes, hey, how's the baby?
Oh, dang. Did you?
No, I'm sorry. He goes, how's the baby coming? Okay?
Hey, listen, it's not his business how your baby's coming. Or even if, okay?
So anyway.
Awkward situation.
Very awkward. And I'm, and you know, Mrs. Sloof is like.
Did she know the story?
I think she did.
Okay, because that would be an awkward question to just be asked by some fucking random lonely stranger coming up to you.
Well, he was working there.
He was working?
Yes.
Set up a booth.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was with. Yeah. He wasn't just there walking around.
Oh.
Not that. Believe me, that didn't.
Yeah, what difference
that
did
didn't help
make
his,
at that
point?
Actually, I think it might be worse.
Yeah. So anyway, I go, oh, you know, it's I forget what I said. Something like. You know what? It's like it's coming along, or something like
it's
that.
It's coming along.
Something really
like,
indifferent.
It is or it isn't, dude.
Well, and Miss Sloof goes, well, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they're
yeah.
both kind of non-commit, like
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
no,
I mean?
That's all right. That's
very
all right.
uncomfortable.
Good though. That's,
so
that's the best thing that can happen out of that situation, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It could have gone sour.
Well,
the
I mean,
the best thing probably could have been. The guy to say, I want your business back, and I'll give you 2 free months of comics or something.
I don't think I'd do it, man.
Really?
40% off? Dude, this service kicks ass. You know, I've
Are
been doing it for like 2 months. No, I mean, I guess I am, sure. It's a valid service. Let
All
me put
the
it this way.
All the mom-and-pop stores you're putting out of business.
I hate
you know
it.
We can make or break on this podcast these stores.
Okay,
and you're doing this.
Let me point this out. You are right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I do like to, especially comic shops, mom-and-pop comic shops. But this guy is more or less a what's new and recent back stock. He's basically a bookstore that stocks comics. He's not really an old, you know, a back issue, a roots in the ground.
No,
and he's a game store.
Hold on a second.
What?
This is justification for your for the way...
I don't know.
If it just so happens to justify my position, so be it.
Come
you know,
on.
I,
there are
okay.
boxes and boxes. I went in there with you once.
Yeah.
There are boxes and boxes of old comic books in there.
There are.
So you're a liar.
No. I said that he's mainly.
Mainly? Like what?
He doesn't sell a lot of that shit. Okay.
Just because he was
okay,
selling doesn't
man,
mean
what
it
do you
doesn't
want? What do you want me to say? All right, I like to support local places. I could. I know.
Tell us you sold out.
Fuck you.
Admit it, bitch.
No, but I heard Infinite Crisis number 3 did sell out. That's.
Well, anyway, we're getting away from the central story. You saw
okay.
local comic book.
I saw him, and that was that. We walked.
Okay.
We went on
that's
our way.
Cool.
We did a lap. You know, we checked out some shit. We went. Oh, we got a beer at the comic convention. You know, you could buy beer there, so
like
we got
$8
one.
$8 probably or something.
It was like $6 for a Heineken, yeah. And then we, we just walked around pretty much, and then we split.
Okay.
You know, and that was only, we were only there about an hour and a half.
Okay.
And there was a giant-ass line to get in still.
Right.
And I was like, hey, you suckers, it's $15 to get in.
Yeah.
Plus, You only got 2 hours left, and
right.
you're still in a big-ass line. Like,
right.
well, who the fuck are you kidding, man? It's a waste of money. So I saw, you know, 2 kids there, and we just gave them our passes, you know? And I said, hey, guys, just put these badges on. You can get in, you
yeah,
know? That's
yeah.
how these things work. But little did we know what a fucking circus this shit was going to turn into. And I was thinking, like, you know, they weren't letting you back on. You had to get in a line again. And all this bullshit. It was really, like, crazy security. So we left, and the next morning, we were staying in a hotel about maybe 10 blocks away, you know. So I took a walk to the convention, you know, took a chance to smoke a J over on the river there.
Of course.
And then I was walking up, and I had a bunch of Comic Book Hater flyers.
Yeah.
Man, if I didn't fucking trip and spill them all over the place in the wind, you know, I was like, oh man, all high, trip, drop.
Did you piss on yourself too? Like, is there anything else you could have done that was worse?
No, but then these nerds started to gather around me and help me pick them up.
That's
you know,
that's very nice of them.
It was very nice.
I heard that nerds will take care of their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
nice.
Got to.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you're nerds.
Any group would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Most groups do.
Haters don't.
No, you know. No, definitely not. So, the bottom line is, maybe this is going on too long, but it was a long, long event,
okay.
You know. Perhaps we should save the second day's events for another episode.
I think that's a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
yeah.
So when last, you know,
I'll tell
remember.
You
when
I'm riveted.
Yeah, I'm sure the Groove Machine can't wait. Okay, so I tripped down, and next time we'll get into a little bit more about the New York Comic Con.
All right,
so long. Oh, don't forget to check out the blog, thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com. There's something for you there.
Well, that's it for this episode. Be sure to register on the forum for all sorts of surprises. You can get to the forum through our blog page at thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com. We'll see you there. And F Gappy.